We now present a further episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Who'd have a kid? Should never have had him. Never. Never wanted him in the first place. Outlived your usefulness, he says to me. Nice thing to say to an ex-wounded soldier. I got more metal in me leg than he's collected in all week.
And Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Pick your great loser. You make a fine pair, you and him. Malinga as both of you. A lot of dicks to both of you. Move out into the world. Let's get a pad round here. Oh, this is much more my Milo. This is. Just look at them lovely box of flats. Window boxes, birds and poodles, and right touch of glass. Oh, yes, this is much more me.
This week, the piano.
Egbert! Here, Ricky Bird!
Hi! Hi! You down there! You!
Oh, my God.
Hey! Hey, you! I've got the piano moon, chappy!
If he thinks I'm going to the top of that building, he's got another thing coming. I ain't climbing up six floors, mate.
Hi! Hi! I want to talk to you! Hi! Hi! You with the car!
What do you want?
I've got something that might interest you.
Oh, bet you have. Oh, well, I might as well. I ain't had a tickle all day. Might be worth a few, nigger. Whoa, there, whoa, whoa. Steady back there. Whoa, hold on. Stop. I said stop, not sit down. Get up. I'll stay there then.
Are you coming?
All right.
Six flights, and not even a rest and be thankful bench. Oh, God.
Oh, there you are. I've been waiting for you. Did you use the lift?
Lift?
Oh, I thought you weren't going to stop. Now, do come in. I've got something to show you. I'm sorry, but...
What's the matter?
Your boots.
Oh?
No, just stay where you are a moment. What size are you?
Pardon?
Your Wellingtons, what size are they?
Oh, nine.
Nine slippers, 7, 8, 8 and a half, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Here we are. Now put these slippers on. Come along.
I'm not stopping.
They should fit.
I've got work to do.
It's the carpet, you understand. It's very valuable. It's antique Persian.
Oh, I see.
So if you wouldn't mind putting the slippers on.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll just sit down and pull my boots off. Hey?
Not on that chair. It's rather delicate. Oh. It's Sheraton.
Oh, yes, of course, Sheraton. Oh, sorry. I can't manage standing up, I suppose.
Please. I'm sorry, but don't put your hand on the wallpaper. It's hand-blocked French.
Now, look, mate, I ain't got all day to play games with you. I tell you what, I'll wait out here in the corridor and you bring out whatever it is you've got to flog.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. This chair will take your weight. Off with your booties, then.
Booties, eh? All right. Is it all right to move about now, is it?
Yes, of course.
I mean, I don't want to wear the slippers out...
It'll be all right, will it?
Well, as long as you don't brush past anything and knock it over.
I do have a place of my own, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Would you follow me? It's in here.
Well, yes.
Now, that's what I want you to take away. Over there.
What, that? For Joanna?
The grand piano, yes.
What's wrong with that, then? That's a lovely tone.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just want to get rid of it.
Well, what do you want to do that for? That's a good bit of furniture, that is. Oh, it looks nice in here.
I'm not interested in what it looks like. I don't want it in my house. It belonged to my wife.
Oh. Has she passed away, then?
Unfortunately, no. She's just not here anymore, and I don't want anything of hers in here either.
Oh, I see. You've had a punch-up, have you?
What?
Oh, I'll get that all day on this round. People having punch-ups, getting rid of each other's gear. Oh, it's a right old area for that, this is. Has she gone off with another fellow?
I don't think that's any concern of yours.
Oh, don't you worry about it, mate. You're better off on your own. In any case, you're all right.
Please.
What a marvellous setup this is. A pad like this. It's a marvellous place for a rave. I mean, you must be worth a few bob, aren't you? You could get any bird you likes up here. Oh, it's money in a bank. I mean, you're off, I hope, as soon as they walk in here. Yeah. You pull that stroke you done on me, you know. Take your shoes off, dear. The carpet. Would you like to come up and see my Ming vase?
Look, I don't wish to discuss my marital problems with you. I just want to know whether you're interested in the piano.
Oh, I'm sorry. No offence. Yes, well. That's a big one, isn't it? Lots of notes. Look, how much do you want for it?
I don't want anything for it. I'm not interested in the money. I just want to get rid of it.
What, for nothing?
I just want you to take it away.
I see. Yes. Well, of course, it ain't as easy as that. I mean, it's a big job. I mean, it'd take two men to shift that. And you're on the top floor here, aren't you?
All right. I'll give you £5 to take it away.
10.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'll find someone else.
Oh, what? £5. It's a deal. Oh, well, I better shoot off then and get my oppo.
Oppo? Oh, I see. Oh, yes, oh, quite. Well, good. Now, but you won't be long.
No, it's only around the corner. Yeah, don't flog it to anyone else while I've gone, will you? Right. Well, I'll see you later then. We did say £5, didn't we?
When you've moved it.
Oh, right.
Good day. Yes?
My boots.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Just a minute.
Yes?
My slippers.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, Dad. We ain't got all day.
It's all right for you. You got two lungs.
So have you. I mean, that gas never got anywhere near your trenches. Come on.
Oh, yes, it did. That was a war, that was. Not like the one you were in.
Oh, go down, start that again. Look, we come here to shift the piano. In any case, you only walked up one flight. We had a lift to the floor below. What is the matter with you?
I ain't used to stairs. Why can't they take the lift up to the top floor?
How should I know? I didn't design the place. I run out of cable, I expect. You all right now?
What do you care? You never have done. I shouldn't be doing heavy work like this.
You ain't done nothing yet. All you've done is walk up a few stairs.
Well, I'm going to, ain't I? Heavy work. I shouldn't be doing it. It's too much for an old man.
Well, I ain't shifting it on my own. You make up your mind. Are you going to help me or not? If you are, shut up. If you ain't, let's go home.
We'll go and have a look at it and see. Is this it?
Yeah. Now, listen. You behave yourself.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. Don't do anything. All right? And keep your mouth shut. Let me do the talking.
Oh, I ain't said anything yet.
Good. You keep it like that. But don't knock yet. Wipe your nose first. Oh, God. Not on your sleeve. Oh, really?
Ah, there you are. Come in.
This is my assistant.
Hello.
How do you do?
Just the two of you?
Yes, that's all.
Do you think you'll be able to manage? It's very heavy. This gentleman looks rather old to be shifting heavy things like that.
That's what I've been telling him.
But we'll be all right. I shall take most of the strain.
It's me lungs, you see, the gas got at him. And me leg. I can't put any weight on it, you see.
Oh, God.
Well, the doctor was very worried about me. He said I should take things easy. But me son here says...
Your son? I won't let him do anything heavy. He'll be all right.
It's about time you retired, old man.
Yeah. You're joking. He retired years ago. He ain't done a stroke since I come out of the army.
Oh, that tiresome telephone. Excuse me. You know where everything is. Now, if you need anything, just ask.
Right.
Right. Where is it? Let's get on with it.
We can't. Not yet.
What do you mean?
Come here. Take your boots off first.
What for?
The carpet.
The carpet.
And don't sit on that. That is very delicate. Sheraton.
Yeah.
But don't lean on the wall. It's hand-blocked.
Hey, why are you looking in that cupboard?
What size slippers you take?
Slippers? Here, let's have a look. Hey, look at all them slippers. What's he got all them slippers for? Is he all right?
Of course he's all right. Them's for people to wear.
Yeah, he collects them. I've read about people like him.
Shut up!
Oh, no, I have. I read about blokes like that. He's kinky.
He ain't kinky. We collect things and we ain't kinky, are we?
Yeah, he's a bit dodgy if you ask me. You want to watch him. What's he wearing a dressing gown at this time of the day for?
Well, that's how they go on, these people. I mean, they lead a different sort of life to us.
Yeah, you're too trusting, you are. There's some funny people knocking about. You don't know the half of it. We had some right ones in the army. Hey, there was one officer. I heard this from a medical orderly. He was wounded in action, and when they took his uniform off, guess what he was wearing underneath?
What?
Football shorts.
Get away. Well, what's wrong with that, then?
Well, a normal guy don't go around wearing football shorts when he ain't playing football, does he?
Well, perhaps he didn't have time to change. Perhaps he was a plane and there was a sudden attack by the Jerrys. He wouldn't have time to change. See, there's always an explanation. You always sees the rotten side of everything, don't you? Murky, that's what you are.
Yeah. He was kinky, yeah.
Well, God blimey, I would like to see what you got on underneath. Well, it's bad enough on the top. Yeah, come on. What size slippers you take?
No, I don't know. I never worn slippers.
Well, what size boots do you wear then?
Between an 8 and a 10.
Between... What do you mean, between an 8 and a 10?
Well, my feet swell up. It depends on what the weather's like.
Hey, how about these? Yeah, I like these. They're sort of oriental with curly toes. Yeah, you look like you just come out of Kismet. Here you are, bung these on then.
You ain't going to tell me these ain't kinky.
They're a perfectly normal pair of Turkish casuals.
That's what you say. They might be all right for Turks, but he ain't no Turk. What's he wearing them for? I fought against the Turks in Gallipoli. I never saw none of them wearing nothing like this.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, they don't fight in them.
Nah, he's kinky. I'd keep my eye on him if I was you. Hey, has he got anything else in there?
No, he ain't. I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with him. He's married.
Where's his wife?
She left him.
There you are, then. I reckon we ought to get this piano out as quick as we can and hop it.
Try on them slippers.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God. Look at him. It's full of Eastern promise. Yeah. Oh, I suit you. But you look like a snake charmer.
Yeah,
come on, where's your flute? Come on, give the tune.
Yeah, you sing a great flute. Shut up, will you? Shut up. Hey, you great overgone pudding at your age. How old are you? 38? Yeah.
Oh, all right, if that's the sort of mood you're in. Come on, face sake, let's get the job done.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Come into the lounge.
Ah, this is nice, isn't it? Oh, very tasteful. We should do our place up like this.
Now, come on, let's get started. Come and have a look.
Yeah. And keep your grubby little fingers out of what don't concern you.
Well, this is it. Lovely tone. Well, what do you reckon?
I ain't moving that.
What do you mean you ain't moving it?
I ain't touching it. It's too heavy. I ain't doing myself a mischief for a couple of quid. It's a nasty operation, that.
What are you talking about? A couple of quid? He's given us a handful to move it. And it's worth 50 nicker. Have a good look. What, it's a lovely bit of furniture, that is. Beautiful tone.
Yeah, never mind about the tone. How are you going to move it?
Push it. It's on wheels. Look, I'll show you. It's dead easy.
Yeah, you can't budge it.
Yeah, well, the carpet's a bit thick, but we'll manage it. Get it moving, it'll go on its own weight. Come on, you put your shoulder into it.
Here, there's one way we might get it on the move.
What's that?
Bring up the horse.
Yes.
Put a rope round him.
Yes.
And kick him in the...
Don't be stupid, you old twit. Look, if you get any more suggestions like that, you keep your mouth shut. Now, it just needs a bit of thought. Right, let's see. One piano, two of us. One at each end. Now, if we could get it over as far as the door, then upend it...
I wonder what he makes a cup of tea.
Oh, shut up. Well, I haven't been in here 5 minutes. We could make more out of this one job than we could in making a month in the yard. Now, let us have a bit of a think. Well, don't leave it all to me.
Are you there?
It's him.
How are you getting on?
Hey? Oh, yes, very well. Just sizing it up. We won't be here long.
Well, if you want anything, I'll be in the study.
Right, thank you very much.
Do you think we could have a cup of tea, Governor?
Tea? Oh, I'm not sure if we have any tea. I might be able to find you a glass of milk.
Milk? Well, I can't drink milk. It's bad for me stomach.
Oh.
It's a bit heavy for me milk. Me stomach, you know. It was a Jerry Bennett on the Somme.
Oh, cool.
They didn't expect me to pull through. I've never been able to drink milk. Drop of beer's all right.
Oh. Well, I might have some beer.
Oh, brandy. I don't mind. Both of those is all right. The doctor recommended either of them. He used to have a little saying, beer if it's near, brandy if it's handy.
Well, I'll go and see what I've got.
Yes, if you would. Thanks very much.
Not at all.
You lying old scrounger. I'm ashamed to come out with you. I don't know where to put my face off at the time.
Brandy when it's handy. A Jerry Bynet.
You don't know what a Jerry Bynet looks like.
Oh, don't be awkward. He's got plenty. Anyway, if you don't ask, you don't get. Here, let's have another look at that piano.
Right. Now, the first thing we've got to do is to clear a path between it and the door.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Good idea.
There's only one thing wrong with it.
What's that?
Well, there's one or two things in the way, isn't there? Like that chair you happen to be stretched out on.
Yeah, it's a lovely piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Go on. Have a try on it. Look, the back lets down real comfy. Rest the old bones a treat. Go on, have a try.
Well, just a try. Oh, yes. It's very pleasant. Oh, they know how to live, don't they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind one like this in my study.
Hey, let the back down.
Now,
let's have a look at you. Oh, yeah, it's definitely you.
Oh, yes, it is very salubrious.
Here we are.
Move, you piano.
What's going on?
Oh, it's all right, Harold, don't get up. I'll manage.
Well, don't you think you ought to be helping your father instead of just sitting back and watching him?
Oh, have you know?
There you are, old man. I expect you can do with this.
Oh, thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. How I needed that.
Yes, well, now you take it easy, and you mind those lungs.
Look, I think you should know...
It'll soon be dark, you know.
What are you trying to do?
What do you mean?
You're trying to make me look a right Joe Ronce in front of our gentleman, weren't you? I mean, you doing all of the work and me laying about. Poor old devil with his lungs and his guts gone. Being flocked at death by his layabout son. I've a mind to...
You've a good mind to what?
Aye?
You lay one hand on your father and I shall call the police. Are you all right, old man?
Oh, yes, I'm all right. Don't worry, sir. It doesn't matter.
Well, there's no need to be frightened of him, you know. Don't let him terrorise you.
Me? Terrorise him? Oh, that's a good one, that is. If I told you what he used to do to me when I was a kid...
From the look of you now, I should say you deserved it. I don't think you realise what a fine old man you've got there. Ruined his body for his country. Now, you try and be worthy of him. Now, hurry up and finish what you've come to do. And you, Mr... if you need me, just shout.
You wait till I get you.
Now, don't you touch me. You heard what he said.
If this wasn't the biggest bargain I've ever had, I would have filled a pair of you in.
Who does he think he is? Him and his kinky slippers. Poncing round in his dressing gown at this time of the day. Well, everyone else is out working.
Right, come on. Let's get this thing out of here before I change my mind and have him over. I'll get this back to the yard if it kills me. Right. I'll lift it up. You pull the carpet back. Help you.
There's a lot of newspapers under this carpet.
So what? It's to stop the drafts coming up through the cracks. Come on. Hurry up. This is heavy.
Here.
What?
Stalin's dead.
What are you doing? Reading the papers while I'm straining me insides out?
Well, it's interesting. You don't often get a chance to see old papers. I don't remember seeing this one. Did you know Stalin was dead?
Well, of course I knew Stalin was dead.
You didn't tell me.
You shouldn't have to be told. It was in all the papers. Anyway, it was years ago. You probably didn't listen. You never listens to me.
Well, come on. Are we going to get this carpet rolled up or are we not? Ready?
Right.
Up a bit higher. I can't get the carpet under that leg.
Oh, God.
That's got it.
Look, if you keep rolling that carpet like that, by the time it gets to the back leg, it'll be 4 foot high. I cannot lift it up 4 foot. Pull it. Don't roll it. Use a bit of common dad, please. Unless you wouldn't survive 5 minutes without me.
There you are, then. I got the piano off the carpet.
Oh, God. You got the piano. Oh, what is the use?
Right. Now, give it a shove.
Harold, it ain't going to go through the door.
Well, of course it must go through the door, mustn't it? I mean, they got it through the door when they brought it in. I mean, how do you think they got it in? Do you think they built the flat around it? I mean, if it went in, it'll come out. That is the first rules of geometry. I mean, that was Diogenes in his bath who thought of that. Now, this is how it'll be. I shall pull from this end, and you shall push from that end. Then we can back it through the door.
Told you. Ain't going to go through, is it? Geometry or narrow geometry?
Shut up.
Now it's stuck. And I'm stuck too. Stuck on the wrong side of the door. You're all right, you can get out.
Listen, Peter. You didn't think I thought it would go through like this, did you? I mean, obviously, you cannot get something that is 6 foot wide through a 3 foot aperture. I mean, everyone knows that. I have manoeuvred it into this position so we can now turn it onto its side and wiggle it through.
I ain't lifting it. It's too heavy. My lungs wouldn't stand it.
We ain't lifting it, we're just turning it over.
You can't turn it over without lifting it.
Don't keep arguing. I know what I'm doing. Take the strain.
Yeah, all right.
Lift!
You said we didn't have to lift.
What I meant was, we don't have to lift the whole piano off of the floor at the same time. We just lift one side of it and turn it over. It's like a racehorse. Not all of its legs is off the ground at any given time.
What about when it's jumping?
What the hell has that got to do with it? Why do you have to complicate everything? This is a piano.
You started talking about racehorses, not me.
Only because I was trying to explain the principle to you in simple terms that you would understand.
Look, are we lifting it or are we not?
We are upending it. There is a subtle difference. We are upending it, and then we are wiggling it.
Wiggling it?
Wiggling it. Right? Take the strain.
Wiggle it up. Get
it out. Oh, well, wiggle it about more.
Wiggling?
Wiggle it more. Go on. Oh,
got
me out. My hand. Oh, God, it's me hand. Me hand. Move it about. Get it over.
Oh, stop. This is too much for an old man. Well, look at it now. We've upended it. We've wiggled it, we've turned it round, and we still can't get it no further.
It is going to go. It came in, it's going out.
If they had another door, or if that wall wasn't there, it'd be easy. We could bring it round at a 90-degree arc.
And, oh, what are you talking about? Shut up!
Oh, I was only trying to help.
Well, don't.
Anyway, I ain't going to go through this way.
I know it ain't.
Well, what are you hanging about for? Look at the chimes, they're open. I'll climb over the piano.
Oh, God, Kinky's back again.
Haven't you finished yet?
No, we haven't finished yet.
Well, you're taking your time about it, aren't you? You're not going to get it out this way,
That's
are you?
That's what I've been telling him.
I say, look at my door. You've taken the paint off and the wood. Look, you've chipped it. Now, who's that? You see, I can't even get to my own front door.
Well, I'll look for you, won't I? Yes.
Oh, my God, it's a copper. That's torn it.
Is that your horse and cart parked outside this building?
Now, what's wrong?
Do you realise you've left an horse downstairs without a light on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do pardon me. I mean, if I had known you was coming, I would have hung one on his tail.
Don't be funny with me. You know very well what I mean. It's an offence to leave an horse and cart in the street without side lights.
Yeah, all right, I won't be long. I've just got to get this piano out.
I must ask you to come and attend to it now.
Oh,
he's creating Muriel down there. He's pulled the cart up on the pavement and he's snapping at people.
He's hungry, Achilles is. He hasn't had his supper.
I ain't got a light with me.
Then you'll have to come and move it, won't you?
But I'm doing a job, consciously. I'm doing something.
I can't help that. Move it.
Oh, God, blimey.
You can't leave this piano here. I can't get out of my own apartment.
I can't leave the awesome cart downstairs.
Well, you should have brought a light with you.
Well, I didn't, did I?
Well, why didn't you think of it?
Because I didn't. I was going to take this long.
Come on. If you're not down in 2 minutes, it'll be towed away.
I demand you move this piano. You can't leave me stuck in the doorway. I've got people coming round.
Well, I can shift it for you.
I shall sue you. I insist on knowing what are your names. Where do you live?
Jewel and Morris, 2 Pudding Lane, London. Come on, then.
Harold?
What is it?
I've still got me Turkish slippers on.
Oh, God. So have I.
Hey, what about my boots? Here, if he was to go back, he might throw them at us.
No, Dad. We shall put them down to experience. I mean, after all, we have learnt a very valuable lesson today.
What's that?
In future, what goes up can stay up down.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, and featuring Brian Olton as the man. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby J.